We're spending our time out here to help you guys, give you guys some tools to make you better, whatever it may be. If it's on the field, if it's mentally, whatever, in whatever way we can may help you make you better, we're trying to do that today. We're all built to be great, so why don't we be great? Can we do that?
When Calvin chose our school to be a part of, you know, the foundation and come in and really work with our athletes, the whole, you know, excitement of the school, the football program, everyone was really excited.
I think the main thing that sparked our interest here is the big the diversity between all the students. So that's why we're here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all boys doing this morning? Y'all ready to work?
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all boys coming out here. We got some professionals out here to teach you guys some of the fundamentals of the game.
I think it's a tremendous opportunity for our student athletes. I mean, one, they're excited. Two, gets them enthusiastic about not just football, but about the whole aspect of life.
We got a new coach here in Detroit. First thing, Caldwell came in. One thing that he's a stickler about is the fundamentals. We have football school on the professional level. It's called, actually called football school because we're learning the fundamentals of the game. If we're sticklers about it on the professional level, these guys here on the college, high school, college level, any other level should definitely be stickers about it as well.
I was working out with Calvin since coming out for the lockout, and great dude, man, somebody I look up to. And, you know, he just took me in, and, you know, I just, anything to help him out. Being a receiver, you got to be able to address your body all type of ways, and this helps because it's smaller, so it's a little hard, but it makes it easy once you got a, like a football.
Oh, yeah. It's great for the kids because they look up to these guys. I just told a couple guys that Joy Bell's here. They're like, Joy's here because, you know, he's hometown. A lot of these guys can respect that.
We're here at Lance True with all the kids here. So, what's your name?
Logan.
Chris.
Jake.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for them just to get this experience with somebody that has achieved so much and to show them that anything is possible. We've noticed an improvement when they're playing the sports. You know, their grades go up.
This is a great experience for my son. Actually, he's looking to be a pro football player, so he was so excited.
There's a big dinner going on for the Calvin Johnson Jr. Foundation, and it's our athletic scholarship extravaganza.
With the Calvin Johnson Jr. Foundation, you know, they talk in, with the students about education.
Guys, this time right here is very important for y'all. You need to have good grades. You have to take care of that classroom because this sets up the rest of your life. From this point, you're going on to college. The better grades you have, and it's not hard right here in college. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Anything you put your mind to, you can do it.
Make sure y'all always keep y'all confidence. No matter anything you do in life, make sure you keep your confidence, man. One thing nobody can't take away from you is your confidence. Always keep your confidence, anything you do. You know, I can say everybody is going to the league in this room. I want to say that, but it might not happen, you know? But if you believe in yourself, believe anything you want to do, it can happen.
Just like it's people look up to us, you know what I'm saying? People look up to y'all, you know what I'm saying? So just work hard, man. Just stay out of trouble, man. And just always put God first and anything's possible.
This is really good for the community because it strengthens the kids' motivation. So I think this is a really good, really good thing that Calvin Johnson's putting on for the kids.
The more and more you do these kind of things, you know, the more and more you love doing it. Because one, you see the impact that you have. You see, like you said, you see the smiles on their faces. I didn't have this when I was little, so it's something I wish I could have had. But I know that they love it. I know they're appreciative of it. And I know that they'll respect our time, and we'll do the same with them. Right there. Try to put it right there. These act as your steering wheel. Your arms pumping them act as your steering wheel.
You know it.
Ooh!